Meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda.
Any change, anybody?
There's no change to the agenda this evening, right? No additions or changes?
No additions or, but I believe there might be some.
Yeah.
Order changes.
Okay.
I move that we accept the agenda, please.
Do we want to amend the order of the agenda this evening?
Yes.
And begin with other business?
I would motion or make a motion that we move to other business at this point. And due to some of our members not being here yet.
I second the motion.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda with a change in the order of the agenda, beginning with other business this evening. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes, which there aren't any to approve. So we'll move on to other business. First item of other business this evening is subdivision 2017-01 Bayless Estates subdivision, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan and lot line adjustment for a cluster subdivision of 99 single-family lots on 75.48 acres and located on the northeast side of Mount Joy Road, SCR 297. As a result of the proposed lot line adjustment, lot sizes have increased on the following lots: 1 through 31, 33 through 42, 44 through 51, and 60 through 99. The final subdivision plan complies with the zoning and subdivision code and all conditions of approval. And this is tax parcel district number 234, map 29, and parcel number 42. The zoning is agricultural residential, or AR1, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the final subdivision plan for Bayless Estates subdivision 2017-01.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2017-01 Bayless Estates subdivision site plan as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2016-14 Walden 1 subdivision, formerly known as Burton's Pond, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the construction of 265 single family lots with open space and recreational amenities to be located off of Holly Mount Road, that's Route 48, and John J. Williams Highway, that's Route 24. The final subdivision plan complies with the zoning and subdivision code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel ID is District 234, map 11, parcels 97 and 17. The zoning district is AR1, agricultural residential. Staff are in receipt of all required agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2016-14 Walden 1 subdivision, FKA Burton's Pond, I move for acceptance of the final subdivision plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the subdivision 2016-14 Walden 1 subdivision final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC revised master plan.
This is a revised master plan for the Americana Bayside residential planned community. The master plan has been further amended since planning and zoning last considered it at its meeting of December 13th of this year to include the proposed increase in the total number of units associated with lot 90. The 12 additional duplex units associated with lot 90 are now included, bringing the total to 14 in total, and the total number of units within Americana Bayside as a whole would be increased from 1,443, which would comply with the conditions of approval, which permits a maximum of 1,700 units. The tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 39.00. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised master plan for Americana Bayside MRRPC.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to abstain.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised site master plan for Americana Bayside MRRPC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The motion carries 4-0 with Ms. Wingate abstaining.
Three.
Oh, that's right. Three. There's only three of us here.
Three.
Sorry about that. Our next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC Lot 90, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for Lot 90 within the Americana Bayside MRRPC. At its meeting of June 28th of this year, the Commission approved a final site plan for Lot 90, which included five single-family lots. The layout of Lot 90 has now been redesigned and now includes 12 duplex units and two grand estate single-family lot units. The site plan complies with the Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. Staff are awaiting agency approvals for the revised layouts. The tax parcel IDs District 533, Map 19, Parcel 39. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised preliminary site plan of Americana Bayside, MRRPC, Lot 90, with a final to come back to planning and zoning fund, receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to abstain.
Second.
The moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Americana Bayside, MRRPC, Lot 90, as a preliminary. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion carries 3-0. Ms. Wingate abstaining. Next item is 1882 Walden 2, conditional use number 2075, also known or formerly known as Burton's Pond 2, preliminary site plan and landscape plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for 100 townhouses with amenities located on a 53.36-acre parcel of land accessed off Sloan Road at Sussex County Route 49. The preliminary site plan complies with the Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 17, Parcel 29.00. The zoning district is MR, Medium Density Residential. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to S1882 Walden 2, CU 2075, formerly Burton's Pond 2, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan and landscape plan with final approval upon by staff upon agency approvals.
A second.
So moved and seconded to approve S1882 Walden 2, conditional use 2075. Preliminary site plan and landscape plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is S1876 DEStorage.com Seaford revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised site plan for two proposed storage buildings to an existing mini storage facility and other site improvements located off of Sussex Highway Route 13. The tax parcel is District 331, Map 2, and parcel number 18.18. And the zoning is in the general commercial zoning district, and staff are awaiting all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to S1876DEStorage.com Seaford, I move for approval of the revised preliminary site plan with final approval by staff as they receive the agency approvals.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan 18-76 DelawareStorage.com Seaford as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Cape Henlopen High School revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised site plan for the construction of a proposed classroom wing, vestibule, and a waiting room addition, parking lot expansion, and other site improvements located at 1270 Kings Highway. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 8, and Parcel 34. And it's within the Agricultural Residential Zoning District, or AR1. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Cape Henlopen High School, I move for approval of the revised preliminary site plan with final approval by staff as they receive the agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Cape Henlopen High School revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Am I working off the old one?
I do.
I'm more rolled.
No, you're fine. Oh.
It's all good.
Okay. All right. Okay, 1885, Spring Arbor, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 102-bed convalescent or assisted living facility with parking and other site improvements located on Plantation Road. A special use exemption was approved by the Board of Adjustment for an assisted living facility at this location on February 6, 2018. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, and Parcel 52.01. It's within the Agricultural Residential Zoning District, or AR1, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
I just have a question on this first. It doesn't look like there's that many parking spaces for that many residents that are going to be on this. Or did you already talk about this before? This isn't a revised preliminary, it's preliminary.
Right? It's a preliminary site plan.
And this one would have come through the Board of Adjustment? Or,
yes, yeah. It's a special use exception for an assisted living facility. So it's quite possible there's a number of rooms, but not everybody needs.
Right.
We're going to do, yes. Okay. So we probably did the calculation based on the number of employees and part of the number of rooms.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Chair, I make a motion for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to the Planning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the site plan 18-85 Spring Arbor as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 1874 Argos Self-Storage Warehouse Facility preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary plan for the construction of 85,300 square feet of climate-controlled storage units and 24,000 square feet of non-climate-controlled storage units totaling 109,300 square feet located on a 10.76-acre parcel of land on the north side of State Route 1 and the south side of Argos Corner Road, SCR 14E. Staff have requested that the three parcels be consolidated into a single parcel as a condition of final approval, and the tax parcel is District 230, Map 7, and Parcels 95, 96, and 97, and the zoning is General Residential, or GR. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
On this one, just real quick, there was, I don't remember if it was at this level or the council level, the workout on the buffers and distances.
Yes.
And fences, everything, this complies with that?
We believe it complies with the conditions council. There was an agreement between the adjacent property owners and the applicant that is different than what the conditions were from the commission. Mm-hmm. So things were worked out, and yeah. This complies with those conditions of approval.
In other words, they heeded Mr. Wheatley's advice to go out and talk amongst themselves, and they came back with an agreement that we didn't see. It came through at council.
So do we want this back or staff?
The question, I have one question. It's just about when you consolidate three parcels into one.
Uh-huh.
What's the process for that?
They'll provide us a record plan,
okay. And
we'll make sure it's okay, and they'll go down and record it in the recorder deeds office.
And that'll trigger all the assessment stuff and everything else.
Okay.
And we'll need that before we stamp that as a final.
Okay. We finished with discussion? Mr. Chair, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the site plan 1874 Argos Self-Storage Warehouse Facility as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Morris and Sarah M. Justice, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
This is a preliminary minor subdivision of approximately 10.17 acres into two lots off of a 50-foot easement measuring 2.17 acres and a residual parcel measuring 8 acres east of E.M. Calhoun Lane and located at 33897 E.M. Calhoun Lane. And the tax parcel is District 134, Map 7, and parcel number 90. And it lies within the Agricultural Residential, or AR1, zoning district, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the lands of Morris and Sarah Justice for minor subdivision of 50-foot easement.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement for land, as of the lands of Morris and Sarah M. Justice. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next item is lands of Howard, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan to create three lots, each measuring 36 acres off of a 50-foot easement over an existing road located off of Statensville Road. And a tax parcel is District 230, Map 19, and parcel number 31, and it's within the Agricultural Residential, or AR1, zoning district. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, regarding lands of Howard, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff, subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the lands of Howard. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is subdivision 2018-18, Cannon subdivision, request to revise conditions of approval.
This is a request to revise four of the conditions of approval associated with subdivision 2018-18, which was granted preliminary subdivision plan approval by the Commission at its meeting of November 29th of this year. Conditions A, D, H, and M are listed below. So A, there shall be no more than 61 lots within the subdivision. There shall not be any lots north of where lot number 61 is depicted on the preliminary site plan. D, a forested or landscape buffer of at least 20 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. This buffer shall utilize existing vegetation in all areas where it is in wetlands or overlaps the wetlands buffer. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the areas. H, the development shall be served by its own on-site active amenities, including a dock, kayak launch, pool, and pool house. The pool and pool house access shall not be constructed within any wetlands or wetland buffer area. M, as stated by the applicant, there shall be a buffer for more wetlands. The buffer shall have a depth of at least 50 feet and it shall be outside of all lot lines. The applicant has submitted a request on December 10th requesting the following: that condition A be revised to permit the 70 lots originally requested but prohibits any lot being located north of the location of lot number 61. That condition D be revised to delete the requirement for a forested buffer along the perimeter of the area of the perimeter that are underwater, part of existing wetlands, or within the wetlands buffer. That condition H be revised to remove the language within the condition that prohibits access in the buffer zone, and that condition M be revised so that the 50-foot buffer requirement shall only apply to tidal wetlands and tidal waters, with no requirement to provide a 50-foot buffer to non-tidal wetlands. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, is there somebody
here? Well, before there may be somebody here. So Mr. Fuqua and I had a conversation on this one after it was approved. So there's four requests. Three of them, when we looked at, are almost administrative in nature as far as the corrections. One of them is not. Just running through them real quick. I'm going to start with condition D. That was the one that required a forested or landscape buffer at least 20 feet in depth installed along the entire perimeter of the project. Mr. Fuqua had a concern that that would sort of, there was a question about where that buffer would go. And the code requirement is that it goes along the entire perimeter. In other words, the boundary with properties of other ownership. Whenever we have a situation where that boundary is underwater or it's in wetlands, you know, we obviously don't require a buffer in that area. Just wanted that clarified so that it's only basically in the uplands area, which is how we'd interpret it, but this way it's clear. So that's the first one. There was the second one. It said the pool and pool house access shall not be constructed with any wetlands or wetland buffer areas. That was one, the access actually can be conducted within the buffer area, so they wanted to make sure it was clear that road running out to the pool and the kayak launch and everything else could be in the buffer, which by code it can be. It specifically allows that. And then this was actually an error on my part in going back through my notes and the record and everything else. Condition M, it said, as stated by the applicant, there shall be a buffer from all wetlands. And it said it had to have a depth of at least 50 feet. That wasn't what was stated by the applicant. It wasn't what was in the proposed condition. It was only tidal wetlands, and that actually matches what's in our code. So those three are sort of, as I said, sort of administrative. Mr. Fuqua asked in our discussions, recall that there were several lots north of lot 61, and those were deleted by the preliminary approval completely, and the number of lots was limited to 61. And Mr. Fuqua is asking that those lots in that area be deleted, but if they can be relocated elsewhere in the body of the project on the uplands, you know, that he would like those to come back, that those nine lots, I think, if I've summarized it.
So the first three, anybody have an issue with the first three items? Okay, so really what we're talking about is this fourth thing.
Can I just comment on that?
Yeah, Mr. Fuqua, as you know, this is not a public hearing. However, when certain situations, we do invite applicants to enlighten us a little bit, and we would like you to do that.
All right, and you all remember this. It was the peninsula that kind of stuck out into the bay there.
Right.
In your condition, you said no lots could be north of lot 61. And as you recall, it narrowed down, and there were nine lots that kind of were out on the point.
Right.
And we understand your point. We accept that. We understand your point. We understand your concern. We understand your concern. We accept that. We're not questioning that. There'd be no lot, a residential lot, north of that point. However, it went on then to say that it limited it to 61 lots. I think what you were saying is no lots past 61, but I don't think you were really saying we needed to reduce the density. This just so happens to be a situation where, as you know, in a cluster subdivision, you can do 7,500 square foot lots. These lots were over 10,000 square feet. So those nine lots, or at least some of those nine lots that would be removed because of that prohibition, can be relocated internally. All right, now, the other option would be we could reapply for a new subdivision, pay a fee, wait 6 or 7 months, have another hearing before you with that site plan, and I see no point in that. I think the intention was you didn't want lots north of that point. We can come in with a preliminary site plan with the revised lot sizes, and like I said, we could probably relocate those nine, or at least some of those nine, within the area that you approved.
So you wouldn't be changing where the buffers were outside?
Nothing else would change.
The
only thing would be you would limit the development to 70 lots, which is what was requested. And again, this wasn't even maximum density. This was actually less than the permitted density.
That isn't, you won't necessarily get 70, but what you're saying is you want to be permitted up to 70.
Yeah. But again, because of the lot size, and there's a couple lots of like 13,000 or 14,000 square feet. There's room there. And obviously, the engineers can redesign it and see what they can get out of it.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone have anything else they wish to say or discuss, or will entertain a motion?
Very well. Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2018-18 Cannon Subdivision, I move to accept the request to revise the conditions of approval based on.
I would just say as set forth in.
As presented.
As presented and as set forth in Mr. Fuqua's December 10, 2018 letter.
So moved.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to grant a request to revise conditions of approval for subdivision 2018-18 Cannon subdivision in accordance with the letters of December 10, 2018 submitted by the applicant. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed.
Mr. Chairman.
Carried. And let the record show that the motion carried 4-0 with Ms. Wingate abstaining.
And Mr. Wheeler, I can just take 1 second. I do want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and I wanted to get something for the commissioners that everyone could enjoy, and I think I came up with it.
Okay.
At your January 10th meeting, I won't be here.
Oh, man.
There is a Santa Claus. And his name is Jim Fuqua.
That was good.
All right. Thank you, sir. Our next item is... Subdivision 2013-2, Tidewater Landing subdivision, request to revise conditions of approval. Now, this one may not be as fresh in our minds. In fact, it may not be in anyone's mind.
Oh, I looked it up.
I'm good.
I have to abstain.
Okay, so this is a request to amend conditional of approval N approved of this as part of the Tidewater Landing subdivision by the Commission at its meeting of May 18th of 2017. Condition N requires all amenities and recreation areas shall be completed within the project prior to the issuance of the 50th built residential building permit within the project. The amenities shall include a swimming pool, tennis courts, clubhouse, community centre and tot lot. The clubhouse and community centre and swimming pool should be more centrally located to be more accessible for the residents to reduce any possible impact on the environment. It is proposed to revise the wording of this condition to all amenities and recreation areas shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 80th built residential building permit or May 1st of 2019, whichever comes first, and the amenities include the swimming pool, tennis courts, clubhouse, community centre and tot lot. Thank you.
So there's two parts to this. One is changing the number and the second is changing the location.
Correct.
I mean, that's
okay.
That's up to you,
Mr. Chairman. In reference to Tidewater Landing subdivision 2013-2, I move to approve their request to revise the conditions of approval.
Second.
I move and second to grant the request to revise the conditions of approval for subdivision 2013-2 Tidewater Landing subdivision in accordance with the request made by the applicant. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2017-15 Kendleton subdivision, which apparently is in the area of Commissioner XX.
Yeah.
Who is XX? Which one of, if it said XXL, I would know you were talking
Mr.
about
Hopkins.
Me.
Mr. Hopkins.
Request to revise the conditions of approval.
Yes. And that was my fault, sorry.
I'm on my way to four.
This is a request to revise conditions of approval for subdivision 2017-15, which is a 90-lot subdivision on 49.37 acres, located on the east side of Robinsonville Road, that's Sussex County Route 277. The Commission granted preliminary subdivision plan approval at its meeting of January 25th of this year, subject to 14 conditions. The applicant has requested that the wording of Condition J be revised. The approved wording states, there shall be vehicle interconnectivity available between this subdivision and the property to the east in the event it is ever developed. This can be limited to emergency use only. There shall also be an entrance area set aside for vehicle access along Cedar Grove Road for emergency use, or in the event that the entrance along Robinsonville Road is inaccessible. These areas all shall be shown on the final site plan. The applicant has requested that the first part of Condition J be deleted. So.
Same thing here.
This is the interconnectivity part.
Correct.
Yes.
Should we have the, should we see if the applicant's got?
It's an undeveloped property next to it. It's a road that they don't have to have as a major road. If it's there when the next property is developed, then it'll just be part of what is there. When they come in, we'd say, well, we've got interconnectivity. Again, you can only, if you want to put a gate there, fine, but in case there's an emergency and you need to get in, then that should be there. I think we've been asking this. If we say no, then it's just going to be everybody's going to come in and say, eh, no. I mean, I went along with it last week or last meeting because the people were already there. The people in the next neighborhood were already there, and they said, well, we've got a place for the, for the access, but we don't want it. I'm not going to tell people, well, we're giving you something. We're going to force this down your throats, whether it's there or not. But this is a case where the people aren't there yet, and we have a chance to do something for a better design for the future.
I would like to hear from the applicant.
Okay. Is there anyone here representing?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission.
Just let me remind you, this is not a public hearing. You are testifying at the request of the commission to enlighten us on what you're asking.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
With the request we made, we had included an exhibit showing the adjacent parcel to the east of the subdivision.
Hold on, they'll slide it down.
And just for the record, you are?
Oh, yeah, we need to say.
Sorry, I'm Ring Lardner, professional engineer with the firm Davis Bowen Friedel.
Well, I thought we had it.
I don't think I have it.
Staff's looking, it looks like it was accidentally excluded from the packet, but staff is looking to find the copy.
Somewhere else, and you want to look in my packet? There's a whole bunch of.
It was included in the packs because.
Oh, we don't have it, I'm sorry.
I've got a letter.
DB, yeah, we got the letter, but we don't have the.
A letter and an 11x17 plan paperclip to it.
I'd be willing to share this plan if it would help the commission.
Hang on.
Apparently, we don't have the 11x17 either. So maybe we just received the letter.
I don't know.
So apparently, we've received a letter and maybe not the 11x17 plan showing the changes.
Well, tell us what.
So if you want to.
Tell us,
you just show it.
It doesn't look like it was attached to the.
Formally include this is for the commission review. And Chris Adamson's is to the east of the subdivision is a parcel of land of which we were conditioned to provide a interconnectivity to. And further look at that parcel of land, it is has a fair amount, a large amount of wetlands on the parcel, of which only 3 acres is uplands. So in order to actually develop that parcel, it would be more economic for them to develop it as a minor subdivision strip lot versus try to do a major subdivision with an internal road and interconnectivity. So it's for those reasons that the limited developability of the adjacent parcel is why we ask that the condition for the interconnectivity be removed from this application.
How big was that parcel? How many acres? You remember?
I don't remember. I just know, based on the wetlands inventory map, there's about 3.56 acres that are uplands.
Okay.
And it does have frontage on, it does have road frontage.
I understand what he's saying, and it all makes sense. Could we change it that you have on your plan where interconnectivity would be if for some reason it became, if they did come in with that development?
I can bring it up on the screen too.
You're saying.
Well, for them, that's the same as asking them to do interconnectivity, because what they're I'm not defending them, I'm just saying what they're trying to do is to not have to have that roadway in that particular place at all, so that they can do their
put a lot there or something.
Right. Got a road here.
That would be the only reason I can think of.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's interconnected.
And what you're saying is that you're of the opinion that the adjacent property, if there's only 3 point whatever acres of uplands, it's not going to support more than half a dozen lots anyway, I guess is what I'm
yes, sir.
You say.
Where is it at on here?
Can you show us where? It's on,
right down here.
Okay.
So you're saying your position is that the adjacent property is only going to allow potentially 3 lots to escape?
If it had central water sewer at 3.56 acres, tennis per acre, you could get 7, but by the time you do your 50-foot right of way and the buffers and everything else, you're not gonna get 7 lots. You might get 3 or 4 lots, at which point Mar will do a strip lot subdivision as a minor sub and go about your way. And that's my opinion, just in doing development in Sussex County. I don't know what the landowner would propose, but that's our opinion and position as far as this particular application.
Yeah, try 334.12.
Well, I Mrs. Stevenson's initial statements are absolutely correct, that if we start doing this, we'll have a parade. However, on a case-by-case basis, if there were a case for doing it, this would probably be one, in my opinion. I'm just one of five. But I would caution the commission that we want to be very reluctant about making these kinds of changes in any situation other than something like this that would warrant it. Just because we don't want another sidewalk parade like we had for 2 years, 3 years. But I'm inclined to agree with the applicant on this.
I'm reluctantly inclined to agree with the applicant.
Would you like to go so far as make the motion?
If you get through to
vote. Okay. Open. Mr. Chairman.
Let's not add insult to injury here, Mr. Hopkins.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2017-15 Kimbleton subdivision, I move that we accept the request to revise the conditions of approval as set forth in Davis Bowen and Ferdell letter dated December 10, 2018.
Would you put because of the wetland conditions of the adjoining lot?
Yeah.
Just so that it's in the record so that
right. People
don't come in and go, you took it for them.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant the request to revise the condition of approval for subdivision 2017-15. Kindleton subdivision because the adjacent property is almost all wetlands and the development potential of that property is, in the opinion of the commission, very low. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Okay.